This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz, had that anxiously awaited interview with CNN last night. And interviewer Dana Bash pressed Harris on her seeming reversals on fracking and decriminalizing illegal border crossings. For more on this, we're joined live on the... Why does this always say KCBS Ring Central?
Live in studio.
They're right there. They're right there. Phil Mateer, KCBS Insider.
We'll get on the phone if you want us to.
No. You can't stand there and be on the phone. It doesn't work. Former mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, they both join us right here in studio. And, gentlemen, one phrase we heard last night from Vice President Harris was that I haven't changed, basically. My views haven't changed.
My values
haven't changed. Thank you very much, sir. See, that's why he is who he is. What did you think of that?
I think she got away with it.
Ooh. What does that mean? She got away with it.
That means she answered the question. Yes, I've changed my position on fracking. Yes, I've changed my position on crossing the border, but my values remain the same.
Well,
what values are those? You know, the ones I have, my values.
No follow-up.
No follow-up.
There was no follow-up at all.
I would have to say, from my years of covering her, knowing her, that it was classic Kamala. I mean, let's be honest about it. She can be quite the chameleon. I mean, she goes where the wind goes.
I think that's a little harsh, to say the least. I don't think it's just the wind.
But she is at her... She started out as a moderate, a liberal moderate, and that's pretty much what she's been, except for when she got to the U.S. Senate and her handlers said, go to the left, go progressive, go Bernie, go on Bernie's side. That's the path to the nomination. She took it. She wasn't comfortable with it. It tanked. And now she's back as Kamala the moderate.
She's back being herself. She is a centrist. That's what she is, Phil. And absolutely nothing else. She's better informed probably on the subject matter than most people. She selects how she demonstrates that she's as well informed. How do you not tell people, yeah, you are black, if they ask you?
Wow, and they went there last night, and she wasn't going with them.
Not at all. She stayed away from that completely, and that obviously has been hammered into her. Whatever you do, don't get down there in the mud with your opponent, and she is not going to do it.
You agree with that? We had a little debate here in the newsroom about whether that was right or wrong. I'm on your side.
Well, you know me. I'm always trying my best to one-up him. Which is way I think you really play the game. The public prefers you to play the game on the one-upsmanship. They don't like to have you avoid the question and not answer it, because clearly they want to hear the answer. They don't know, and they want to hear the answer. They won't remember it, but they will remember you didn't answer.
Mm. Well, I would figure you'd have to say, beyond the coaching, why would I have to defend myself for being black to you? I'm just about 60 years old. I've been black all my life. Why do I have to tell that to everybody?
Well, you really don't. That is not what she attempted to do, frankly. She simply attempted to get away from anything having to do with race or women.
No, that's what I'm saying is, like, what I saw in the answer was, why do I have to do that to you guys? Move on.
Okay, yeah, why do I have to do that? But there's also... You know, I know these people, how they get prepped. And one of the things is, in one of these interviews, they say there's going to be a walkaway line. Okay, there's going to be something that KCBS around the country grabs and runs with. Let's not make it that.
Bingo.
Because that's the network would pick that. Everybody would pick that. She could be this, 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 and the other thing. But that's what they're going to roll in on.
Oh, gentlemen, we ran out of time again. Just when it's getting good.
Well, it's amazing. She didn't run out of time. Last.
No, she didn't run out. She didn't run out of time. We just did. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown.